Informing, though, also involves searching for friends, allies, and collaborators. It is empowering the formation of global communities across all international and cultural boundaries, which is another critically important flattening function. People can now search out fellow collaborators on any subject, project, or theme, particularly through portals like Yahoo Groups. Yahoo has about 300 million users and 4 million active groups. Those groups have 13 million unique individuals accessing them each month from all over the world. There is another side to informing that people are going to have to get used to, and that is other people's ability to inform themselves about you from a very early age. Search engines flatten the world by eliminating all the valleys and peaks, all the walls and rocks that people used to hide inside of, atop, behind, or under in order to mask their reputations or parts of their past. In a flat world, you can't run, you can't hide, and smaller rocks are turned over. Live your life honestly, because whatever you do, whatever mistakes you make, will be searchable one day. The flatter the world becomes, the more ordinary people become transparent and available. Before my daughter Orly went off to college in the fall of 2003, she was telling me about some of her roommates. When I asked her how she knew some of the things she knew, had she spoken to them or received an email from them, she told me she had done neither. She just Googled them. She came up with stuff from high school newspapers, local papers, etc., and fortunately, no police records. These are high school kids. In the age of the superpower search, everyone is a celebrity. Google levels information. It has no class boundaries or education boundaries. If I can operate Google, I can find anything, said Alan Cohen, vice president of Airspace, which sells wireless technology. Google is like God. God is wireless. God is everywhere. And God sees everything. Any questions in the world? You ask Google. Some months after Cohen made that observation to me, I came across the following brief business story on CNETNews.com. Search giant Google said on Wednesday that it has acquired Keyhole, a company specializing in web-based software that allows people to view satellite images from around the globe. The software gives users the ability to zoom in from space level. In some cases, it can zoom in all the way to a street-level view. The company does not have high-resolution imagery for the entire globe, but its website offers a list of cities that are available for a more detailed viewing. The company has focused most on covering large metropolitan areas in the United States and is working to expand its coverage. Flattener number 10. The steroids. Digital, mobile, personal, and virtual. I am on the bullet train speeding southwest from Tokyo to Mishima. The view is spectacular. Fishing villages on my left and a snow-dusted Mount Fuji on my right. My colleague Jim Brook, the Tokyo bureau chief for the New York Times, is sitting across the aisle and paying no attention to the view. He is engrossed in his computer. So am I, actually, but he's online through a wireless connection, and I'm just typing away on a column on my unconnected laptop. Ever since we took a cab together the other day in downtown Tokyo, and Jim whipped out his wireless-enabled laptop in the back seat and emailed me something through Yahoo, I have been exclaiming at the amazing degree of wireless penetration and connectivity in Japan. Save for a few remote islands and mountain villages, if you have a wireless card in your computer or any Japanese cell phone, you can get online anywhere, from deep inside the subway stations to the bullet trains speeding through the countryside. Jim knows I am slightly obsessed with the fact that Japan, not to mention most of the rest of the world, has so much better wireless connectivity than America. Anyway, Jim likes to rub it in. I know that America will catch up sooner or later with the rest of the world in wireless technology. It's already happening. But this section about the 10th flattener is not just about wireless. It is about what I call the steroids. I call certain new technologies the steroids because they are amplifying and turbocharging all the other flatteners. They are taking all the forms of collaboration highlighted in this section outsourcing, offshoring, open sourcing, supply chaining, insourcing, and informing, and making it possible to do each and every one of them in a way that is digital, mobile, virtual, and personal. As former HP CEO Carly Fiorina put it in her speeches, thereby enhancing each one and making the world flatter by the day. What does the flat world look like when you take all these new forms of collaboration and turbocharge them in this way? Let me give you just one example. Bill Brody, the president of Johns Hopkins, told me this story in the summer of 2004. I am sitting in a medical meeting in Vail, and the doctor giving a lecture quotes a study from Johns Hopkins University. And the guy speaking is touting a new approach to treating prostate cancer that went against the grain of the current surgical method. It was a minimally invasive approach to prostate cancer. So he quotes a study by Dr. Patrick Walsh, who had developed the state-of-the-art standard of care for prostate surgery. This guy who was speaking proposes an alternate method, which was controversial, but he quotes from Walsh's Hopkins study in a way that supported his approach. When he said that, I said to myself, that doesn't sound like Dr. Walsh's study. So I had a PDA, personal digital assistant, and I immediately went online wirelessly and got into the Johns Hopkins portal and into Medline and did a search right while I was sitting there. Up come all the Walsh abstracts. I toggled on one and read it, and it was not at all what the guy was saying it was. So I raised my hand during the Q&A and read two lines from the abstract, and the guy just turned beet red. The digitization and storage of all the Johns Hopkins faculty research in recent years made it possible for Brody to search it instantly and virtually without giving it a second thought. The advances in wireless technology made it possible for him to do that search from anywhere with any device. And his handheld personal computer enabled him to do that search personally, by himself, just for himself.